You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
3% I've been putting into that for 3 years running. And we have trainings and we have parties. I get a massage therapist to have a,
wow.
Oh yes, we had a tropical paradise. It was a caregiver appreciation day. The day turned into 4 days.
Wow.
Okay. And incorporating all of those things and continually giving back will not only cement my position in these two counties, but I want to be a leader. I want to be a leader that people admire, mm-hmm. not envy, admire, and I want to help. I want to help.
And with that, Tracy, I need to have you give out how we can get in contact with you and where we can get more information.
All right. Well, there's lots and lots of different ways. So you can go on our website, and that's www.homeinstead.com/325.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually, and this is really exciting. Oh, do I have 1 minute, Chris?
Because
I've got to say this. You have to follow us on Facebook because we are running an amazing program right now with Norwest Cap.
Mm-hmm.
And from March 1st to the 31st, we are holding a Facebook like-a-thon. And if you like us on the Homestead Senior Care Hunterdon County,
mm-hmm.
New Jersey, or the Warren County, New Jersey Facebook,
yep.
we are donating one food item for every like that we get.
Okay.
So I had this dream the other night that I had a U-Haul and there were thousands of food items. And I was like freaking out because I was like, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. And we got that many likes. So you
awesome.
See, that's the other aspect of educating people, exposing them to my business and helping
right.
a nonprofit.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we have like 1 minute left and I off air, I was asking you or said to you, you really should write a book, and you said...
I am.
Awesome.
Writing two of them.
All right. Well,
and I want a sitcom.
And a sitcom.
Because this would be
so
fabulous.
It'd be like The Office.
Yes.
Tracy, it's been awesome. We got to do this again.
I hope so.
Really cool.
With Chaz.
All right. We'll
yes.
bring Chaz in.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. That's my exit music, and I want to thank Tracy Lynn for coming in. She's got to get ready for Boomer's World, but before I go, remember what the captain of the Amberjack 5, Vincent Arnolino, said? Never say I should have. And that means that if you are having some concerns about your loved one who is elderly or, quote, a senior, give this lady a call and find out what she can do for you, because I think she'll solve a lot of your problems if you give her a shout out. Let her come into your room, into your living room, and talk with her for about 10 minutes, and I think all your concerns will melt away. Have a great weekend, folks. It's going to be beautiful weather. Go to see Pippin at Hunterdon Central Regional High School. It's a fabulous performance. And remember, North Hunterdon Lady Lions bring home the trophy from Jackson on Sunday. Big C signing off. Good morning, Hunterdon. HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Democratic presidential candidates are raising the level of criticism against Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. USA's Joe Gomez.
Many of the things I've said, and I think just about all of them, they may have been controversial at one point, but they're not controversial in the end because people start to say, you know, Trump's actually right.
Trump told ABC's This Week that Democrats are just making stuff up. He also called Hillary Clinton a liar for asserting that his rhetoric is being used by ISIS as a key recruitment tool. Clinton made the comment in the latest Democratic debate. Trump also defended his idea to temporarily ban Muslims from entering the United States, saying it's a very serious problem that needs to be addressed. I'm Joe Gomez.
Police in Las Vegas say a woman who intentionally drove into crowds on the Strip is not a terrorist. One person is dead and dozens are injured after she drove up onto the sidewalk two or three times last night. The woman is expected to be charged this morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is once again defending the company against accusations of providing criminals with ways to hide from law enforcement.
In the case of encrypted communication, we don't have it to give. And so if, like, your iMessages are encrypted, we don't have access to those.
Cook tells CBS 60 Minutes that they're working with authorities to fight terrorism, and if the government has a warrant on them, they will provide the specific information. He says there have been suggestions they should have a back door, but in reality that would be a back door for the good guys and bad guys. Cook added that people making the encryption debate about privacy and national security have an overly simplistic view.
I don't believe that the trade-off here is privacy versus national security. I think that's an overly simplistic view. We're America. We should have both.
Tim Cook says if you give access to encrypted messages to some, everyone really has the access.
If there's a way to get in, then somebody will find the way in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It recommends that you come prepared to battle the holiday scents if you know that you're prone to becoming irritated by them. She says it all comes down to knowing in advance what irritates your symptoms so you can take appropriate action ahead of time. She also says it's important to take the appropriate medication.
If you use a nasal steroid spray, that can be very helpful in decreasing symptoms related to non-allergic irritant triggers.
Dr. Lily Peen with the Cleveland Clinic. It's beginning to smell a lot like Christmas. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor. and this is USA Radio News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hidine Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hidine Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hidine Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Good morning, Huntington. It's Big C coming to you live from the Huntington Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. Peter, Paul, and Mary, the garden song, using a rake and a hoe. And that reminds me that we have our guest here, Chip Palix from America's Grower Row. And let me introduce you to how we got started with Chip and how we brought him in here today. On April 20th, I received an email from Jackie Etter, who was informing me about America's Grower Row and their fundraising event that's going to be taking place. We're going to talk about that with Chip in a little bit. The email contains some very startling statistics about hunger in Huntington County and some amazing achievements by America's Grower Row in only a few years. And so I invited, through Jackie, Chip to come on in and talk with us today. So without further ado, Chip, thanks for coming on in.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
My pleasure. So
nice segue, by the way.
Oh, thank you. We try and come up with some type of intro and music for everybody, so that this is pretty much it for you guys. whenever you come on or whenever you call in, we'll have that music ready for you to get to kind of promote the organization. Some of the music is tough to find, but that's a pretty good hit, because it talks all about all the work that you personally started and how it's been going on throughout the America's Grower Row mission. So Chip, let's start from the beginning. Let's tell a little bit about yourself and about Agar.
Sure. Well, I moved out here to Huntington County back in 2001. And it's been a wonderful experience since we've come to this area, because it really got me involved in planting. And back to your song, a rake and a hoe, or that's what we started with. And,
right.
And back then, when we moved out here, my daughter and I and my wife, we wanted to start a garden. So we went to a local farm that was selling, or leasing, I should say, little 30 by 30 foot plots.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a lot of energy. We put in a lot of plants. And anyone who's out there who started their own garden knows that when you put in 30, 40 tomato plants, well, you're going to get a whole lot of tomatoes,
right?
More than the three people in the family can handle. So what I was doing was bringing it down to work. And since I was transferred down here, I'd bring it down to my office, and they loved that. One day we saw in the paper, through divine intervention, that bring any extra produce to the food pantry. It's just a little three-line article in the Democrat,
mm-hmm.
For the Flemington Area Food Pantry. And so we did, and thus the program was born. So the first year, my daughter was 4 years old. We donated 120 pounds. Fast forward to last year, and we donated 325,000 pounds with the help of 1,700 volunteers, 1.4 million pounds since we started the program. So
325,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Of food.
Yeah, of produce. Yeah.
Fresh produce. And what was the beginning?
120 pounds. First year. Yeah. So
unbelievable.
Quite a growth plan.
So what was the first year that you started planting the garden?
2002.
Okay, so we've almost 10 years now, and you've, wow, that's a thousands, wow, that's incredible. So you started out just doing gardening and running out, having this extra produce like most of us do.
Yeah.
And so now we got to go through, you just started this particular thing on your personal level, but that doesn't really start an organization, right? When did the actual organization start in which you started to enlist help or started to put your efforts in other ways to recruit other folks to help you?
Well, what happened is once that garden started to grow in terms of size, because we wanted to continue to build it, we wound up actually going to Jackie Etter's house, who had more land available. The farm that we were working on actually changed ownership. So we needed to find a new place to expand our efforts, and she gave us a quarter acre, and we just kept building and building this thing. It got to the point that, you know, it was way too much for me to do at 5 o'clock in the morning before work and after work and put as much time as I could. But then the folks from my church, from Bethlehem Presbyterian, then they wanted to get involved. So we started bringing out folks from there, and then we established a relationship with Peaceful Valley Orchards. I guess it was around 2006, thereabouts, where they allowed for us to bring the program to their property, a full-fledged farm market. And it was great because what they allowed for is they gave us as much space as we need, but they also allowed for us to glean from their fields. And basically, that's what GrowRow is now. We grow, we glean, and then we also give opportunities. It's the three pillars of our program. So on site, they allow for us to plant so many acres on the property.
Right.
They allow us to go through the fields and scalp whatever's left over that might not have been picked. In traditional farming practices, you plant every 10 days or so. And you hope that everything matures in line. And sometimes, just due to weather, or it could be inventory, it could be anything, sometimes there's a lot of left in the fields. Well, of course, they're going to jump to the next field that's completely 100% ready to go. And what we do is we go and we make sure that it's all harvest, that there's zero waste in what might have been left over. It's great stuff. It's just that they're jumping to the next field just because that's the way it is.
It just doesn't make any efficiency sense, you're telling me, that for them to waste their time working on that old field. That's pretty much what you're saying.
Basically, or they've picked through what they need out of it, and then they're going to the next field that's completely 100% ready to go.
They would have plowed that stuff under?
Exactly, yeah.
I had no idea. You'd think that people would be, farmers would be much more efficient than that. So what? Give me a for instance. What would you typically capture out of what would have been considered waste?
Well, you know, corn, tomatoes, and we're talking thousands of pounds worth. But it's just that they're going to the next set, and it just, it's like any business. It's hard to really nail down exactly what your sales are going to be, so they might plant extra,
right?
And it just kind of is what it is. But you know, we just jump right in right away, and we grab what we can. But about a third of our volume comes from gleaning, and we also do another piece of gleaning that we call off the field gleaning, where we go to a couple different local ShopRites that allow for us to harvest, so to speak, whatever is has another day or so in terms of the sell by date,
right?
But still has, you know, another, you know, a couple days or a week left in terms of the use-by date.
Right.
And so we grab that off the shelf, very much like a Meals on Wheels type of concept. Our volunteers come in each day. They pick it up. They run, or they deliver it to the hunger agency that's on their route, and we make sure that there's zero waste there. So we're growing. We're gleaning on the field. We're gleaning off the field. And we're giving people an experience. And that's really what GrowRow is all about.
Wow.
It's not just feeding people in need. It's also feeding people in other ways, giving them the opportunity to give back as a community.
Wow. When you get in touch with a particular farmer about this opportunity for you and your volunteers to show up at their farm to glean product that they would normally leave there, what's their initial reaction?
Most are like, wow, that's great. You know, I hate seeing this go to waste. you know, there's some apple orchards that we do this at as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, it's a sin. I hate to see this, but I just didn't know what to do with it. And, you know, it is a lot of work. It's a lot of coordination to get the volunteers, the timing in terms of when can we get in, when can we get out,
mm-hmm.
having it all packaged up onto bins and pallets and have it trucked out,
right.
then to food banks and how it gets, you know, distributed. So it is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we've created this model that's been so successful, when we go to them and say, look, this is how we do it, this is our track record, they're really, really happy to have us involved, not just because we're getting the produce out,
mm-hmm.
but because now we're bringing our volunteers to their farm. So
right.
now we're increasing foot traffic to the
Amazing.
Farm market.
Amazing. All right, we're going to take a break, Chip, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Good evening. This is Dr. Blood, my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the RedMillHauntedVillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimos Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
We're back. We're talking with Chip Palix of America's Grower Row. And Chip was giving us the beginning of the hour, kind of a history of the organization and how it started and some of their techniques. Going to get down into more and more details about how America's Grower Row works and how effective it is already and how much more effective it will be in the future. Chip, you talked about how you kind of have been at certain restaurants, farms, and at a ShopRite's and stuff like that. I want to go back, though. You started out with this 30 by 30 garden. Can you talk about what mindset you had that has prepared you for taking on this initiative? What were some of the things that you had seen or experienced that said, I'd really like to help out the people who are hungry?
You know, it really all boils down to, well, it's my faith. You know, I've been a deacon in our church, and of course we've always had food drives and such, so I guess that was probably the starting point to want to help mm-hmm. people in need. But I would say really that article is what got me to the food pantry, what allowed for me to be exposed to the hunger issue that does exist within Hunterdon County.
Mm-hmm.
And really just the experience of going to the food pantry, delivering produce to those folks that are in need, and really the reaction, which was overwhelming. People were like, please make sure you come back next week. I need this food for my family. And it really hit home because, you know, in the beginning it was like, all right, great. Well, we've got some extra. Let's bring it down. And that's a nice thing to do. But by doing so, I recognized that there was an enormous need, and that really is what was a catalyst to really bring the program what it is today. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's just being exposed to the issue that exists around us, but is not always so obvious to see.
You know, a couple days ago I did an article that Hunterdon County happens to be the sixth wealthiest county in the country. And you, knowing that, and we're the number one wealthiest county in New Jersey, knowing that, does it surprise you that we have a hunger problem here?
You know, it on the surface it should, but the reality is that, you know, every county has some sort of you know, issue in terms of folks that are financially challenged and such. And really with the economy the way it's been, that of course shouldn't be a complete surprise. But it is a silent or hidden issue that does exist. I think the folks at the United Way could speak better to that mm-hmm. In terms of some of the statistics, but there is a great percentage of people that are really struggling these days. We just don't see it. It's not quite as obvious.
Right. You started out with your organization, you and your daughter, right? Now, how many volunteers do you have? How many people are involved in America's Grower Row?
Well, this year we're looking at 3,000. So it's grown significantly over the
wow.
course of time.
Okay, so where did you get what background do you have to organize 3,000 people on a mission like this and keep it perpetual?
Well, the reason it continues to grow is because people have great experiences when they come out.
Mm-hmm.
So very simply, we really have three models. We've got the community mm-hmm. or/slash individuals. We have corporations, and then we have community groups. It
right.
could be a faith-based group. It could be a scout group. It could be a school. And when all these folks come out, and a lot of it's by word of mouth, when they come out, they've got a great experience. They come home, and they say, wow, you know what? Boy, my husband or my wife, boy, their company would love this program. So then they come out, and then they talk, and one thing leads to the next. Or folks come out from a church, and they say, well, you know, I've got a scout group I'm involved with, or a youth group, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really how it's grown, because we've touched so many different folks within the community that have contacts outside of those immediate groups, and, well, one thing has led to the next.
But you still have to get 3,000 people motivated and organized. Who's doing all that?
Well, you know, it's an effort where we have our director of volunteer management and educational mm-hmm. programming. That's Lena, and she does a great job with that. And then it's of course myself and the other folks in the team. We're very cross functional,
mm-hmm.
So we all kind of work together. But really, it's all laid out. It's a big plan. when are we planting? When are we harvesting? When are we delivering? And mm-hmm. then from there, it's just a matter of just plugging holes based on the amount of volume that we have or right. that we anticipate in terms of planting or harvesting.
Mm-hmm. In terms of your schedule, is a majority of it summer and fall based, or and winter is kind of a downtime, or is it spread out in an equal, balanced manner?
Well, we're getting folks more involved in the spring to help us with planting. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, that was just a very, very, very small segment of the group that would help. We're expanding that a bit this year. But the overwhelming majority of support we need is from the middle of July through October. Okay. So
that's about 5 months for mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that once you get into the late July, you know, things really start getting, you know, busy, and we motor all the way through, you know, weather depending, into November. Last year we harvested apples the weekend before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We had a group come up to a farm up in Hope, and we collected, I guess it was around 15,000 pounds of apples the weekend before Thanksgiving. Couldn't ask for a better day, you know.
Amazing.
And then, of course, right before Thanksgiving,
it'd
be more fitting. So.
Yeah. So now we're gonna come back in a little bit. We got more questions, but after the break, I want to talk about kind of the organizations that are that you help. Because you can't take 325,000 pounds of food to one place, right?
Right. Unless it's New Jersey.
Unless it's New Jersey. And we'll also talk about the all the different farms and organizations that you glean from. So that we'll go through that in a little bit. Can you go through a little bit about the Organization of America Grow Row? Who is actually in affiliated with the organization versus the volunteers?
Sure. Well, America's Grow Row has a board of directors. It's mm-hmm. an official 501c3 nonprofit. So mm-hmm. we have a board who's very dedicated, a great group of folks. We've got, of course, myself as the president and founder. We've mm-hmm. got Jackie Etter, who's our vice president and director of development. Lena, as we mentioned before, we have a part-time grant writer. And then we have our farming support, our farm manager-like folks who help us keep the program moving forward to out in the fields. So mm-hmm. great group of folks, but without our volunteers, we don't have a program mm-hmm. and people don't get fed.
Sure. So when do you guys do your, let's say, your planning for the year? When does the calendar get laid out? And give us a little idea about what types of activities will take place over the span of 1 year.
Well, if you start, we'll call it January 1st. By that point, we pretty much know what we plan to put into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So our planting and harvest programs are pretty much set. From January 1st really through, we'll call it May, June, we're focusing on, you know, fundraising. It's networking. It's trying to get more volunteers, more groups involved, and, of course, enough funds to sustain the program and build the program, too, and build out our farm. Which we were able to secure 2 years ago. And then once we get into the back half of the year, that's really all around being in the field. It's the planting, it's the harvesting, and then at the end of the year, just kind of taking a deep breath, evaluating how the year went, and going through that planning process for the next month or so that gets us back to January.
Right. Where do you get all of your tools? Where do you get all your supplies? Where's the seed coming from? Who are you asking for that, and where do you buy it?
Everything we get, for the most part, we purchase, and we purchase everything through funds that are donated, either private donations or corporate.
Mm-hmm.
We do not apply for any state aid or any federal aid. We are 100% private or corporate backed.
Wow.
So our entire budget is supported through the goodness of the good folks in this area and throughout the state and really outside of New Jersey, too.
Super. All right, we need to take a new break. We're going to do the news, do the weather. We'll be back with Chip Palix of America's Grow a Row. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Police say six people who were in critical condition following the crash on the Las Vegas Strip that injured dozens of people are now in stable condition. Deputy Chief Brent Zimmerman announced the update at a press conference earlier this morning.
The six people that were injured in this accident that are critical, we have gotten word that they are stable, so that's good news.
The Las Vegas Metro Police Department says a woman is suspected of intentionally swerving into a crowd last night in front of the Paris Hotel and Casino. A New Hampshire city is closing its schools today because of a threat of violence. The Nashua School District announced that it received a detailed threat of violence against students at the city's two public high schools. Because the threat was so specific, district officials decided to close all public schools in Nashua. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton will be enlisting a familiar face on the campaign trail next year. Following Saturday's debate, the former Secretary of State told a group of supporters that former President Bill Clinton will start campaigning for her next month. She called him her not-so-secret weapon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Last Friday, Allison Cohn made her status FBF to a pic of me as a pipsqueak. Awkward. It got 59 likes and 12 comments. Impressive, Allie. Geico also has a comment on your Flashback Friday. Did you know Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years? Bet you didn't even know they made cars back then. And if you think your flashback is awkward, you should see our pic. Hashtag blurry. Hashtag over 75 years of savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A couple of Republican presidential candidates are going after Hillary Clinton for her comments on ISIS.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is hammering Hillary Clinton for claiming the U.S. is where it needs to be in the fight against ISIS.
She's the one who's got us into the World War III situation with Barack Obama. I mean, think about it. With dead bodies in Paris, with dead bodies in San Bernardino, and with no plan from this administration about how to deal with it, we're finally where we need to be.
Clinton made the remark during the last Democratic presidential debate. Carly Fiorina also scoffed at Clinton's comment on the fight against ISIS.
She failed to mention a complete failure of strategy in Libya, which now is enabling ISIS to move into Libya.
Fiorina told Fox News Sunday that Clinton has gotten every foreign policy challenge wrong. On ABC's This Week, Christie called Clinton Mrs. Happy Talk and said she's trying to happy talk her way to the White House. Christie ripped Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State during President Obama's first term and said they have helped create a World War III situation. I'm Melody Burkett.
This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Does it seem like paper is going out of style in an ever-increasing digital world? Well, in most cases it is, but not in the world of human resources. PeopleDoc is a leading provider of cloud-based HR solutions, and they're saying it's still very much a staple in human resource departments. James Nevins, Vice President of Market Development, says it's not the most effective thing.
Millennials that grew up with the technology, so it's second nature, and they expect most companies to be essentially technology-driven and highly responsive. And so when they have a paper environment, it doesn't really allow them to do that.
PeopleDoc is out with a new survey that shows 84% of human resources departments still rely on paper filing systems for keeping track of employee documents. It's not something HR professionals are happy about. 75% say the old-school style of document management lowers their productivity and takes far too much time away from critical tasks. James Nevins says a human resource department that still relies on paper can often lead to frustrations.
The millennials today are ordering taxis from their iPhones. They're doing it in seconds. They're getting millions of pieces of information that they search on Google in seconds. And so, you know, when they talk to HR, it takes them days to get a response. And so they're looking for ways to speed that process up.
It's been determined that nasal flu spray is safe for kids, including those with egg allergies or mild asthma. A new British study found no adverse reaction in young people, although the vaccine contains a small amount of egg protein. The CDC does caution that the nasal spray should not be given to toddlers younger than 2. Adults age 50 and older are pregnant women. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We are back talking with Chip Palix of America's Grower Row, and it's just been a fascinating half an hour talking with him about the growth of this particular organization and how effective it has become over just a 10-year span. Some nonprofits would dream of trying to achieve some of the things that you folks have already done, and it just seems to be getting bigger and bigger and better every year. So thank you so much for coming in again, Chip. We were talking in the last half hour about all the different events and programs that you've done. And you ended the conversation talking a little bit about fundraising as part of the strategy. Big fundraiser coming up that you're planning. It's I think it's the first one, right? It's called Farm to Fork event.
Yes, this is going to be a spectacular event. And for our first one, we've got so much going on. It's going to be awesome. We've got Governor Kane as one of our guest speakers. We have Steve Adubato, who also is a guest speaker and our MC, as well as Kathleen DeChera. She'll be honored for her work creating the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. Governor Christie and his family have painted a special bowl just for this event that'll be auctioned off. And there's a host of other great prizes and auction items that are going to create a lot of excitement, all for the benefit of America's Grow Row. That'll help us get more produce out of the ground to help those folks in need throughout New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. When is this event?
It's June 9th. It's going to be held at the Brady Life Camp up in Pottersville, in New Jersey. And if anyone's interested, you can simply go onto our website at americasgrowarow.org and just look for Farm to Fork, and you can dive in there and get all the information you need, or you can just reach out to us, and we'll gladly fill you in with whatever information you might have, whether you want to support the program through an ad or sponsorship, whether you want to attend the event, or perhaps provide an auction item. We'd love to have you come out anyway.
So. Okay, so let's talk to let people know what's going to happen there. What do you know the hours? What the hours?
It's 5 until about 10:30, and
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Okay,
and it'll open up with, of course, you know, a cocktail hour, and then we'll go into the presentations and have the auction and dinner, and it's going to be a wonderful night in a barn-like setting. And here's the best part. It's a jeans event. It's a neat casual, as we call it.
Neat casual. Yeah. So you're going to be going to this nice dinner event, and you get to go in jeans and eat this dinner in a barn. And so take me through the evening's festivities.
Well, we'll have, of course, you know, time to mingle in the beginning through a setting where you can actually taste some local food artisans' preparations. There are some different meals, whether it be different vegetables from the area at that time that's ripe. So mm-hmm. we're going to have a couple different local farms with their items out there, which will be a nice little sampling opportunity. So if you're a foodie, you've got that element going.
Cool.
And then the traditional, happy hour or opening type of mingling session.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go right into the event itself where we'll have the speakers,
mm-hmm.
As was mentioned before. And then we'll have the silent and live auction. Okay. With a bunch of great items, and then we'll go into dinner and live music. It's going to be a great evening for everybody.
It sounds great.
A raffle, 50-50 mm-hmm. raffle, everything that goes along with.
Right, and you can get the bowl that Governor Christie has painted with his family as part of the auction, right? That's
absolutely.
Part of the silent auction?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, during that time, I imagine you're going to have some type of set up there that's explaining more about America's Grow Rope, some things that some people, if somebody's listening today, are they going to have an opportunity to see or read about what America's Grow Rope is doing up there?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'll be up there as well speaking, talking right. a bit more about the program, where we'll have visual aids up there, whether
Great.
It be slides and such. So mm-hmm. really you'll be able to take home the essence of what GrowRo is about and really feel good about your evening, not just having a great time, but really for a great cause.
Great. Now let me circle back. Now you have two different ways that America's GrowRo is kind of in between, or it's the pipeline between the food that is either being grown or harvested and or gleaned, and you guys capture that food and you bring it to pantries. So let's go through where are you getting the food from?
It's broken down to two different sources right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's our farm
right.
That we just secured. We just purchased a 138-acre farm, which is in Milford. It's also, and part of the off-the-ground piece, we have Peaceful Valley Orchards located in Pittstown, a great farm market who have allowed for us to have our program on site.
Mm-hmm.
So we have produce that's grown and harvested there. And then there's also, there's Valley Crest, which is a local farm that allows for us to glean from time to time. There's the Rye Mead Farm in Chester, New Jersey, which is an orchard. They allow for us to harvest a great deal of apples, as well as up in Hope, New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
Long Meadow Farm. And there's another private individual who allows for us to farm some extra crops on their property as well. So it's kind of a mix all around within the area. Those farms essentially supply throughout the course of the state. We supply, of course, the Flemington Area Food Pantry, Open Cupboard. We support Lambertville, food pantry. We go as far as to Morristown at the soup kitchen there.
Mm-hmm.
The Somerset Food Bank Network in Boundbrook, Franklin Township Food Bank in Somerset County. And really, it goes out Norwest Cap, Community Food Bank in New Jersey. Anyone who needs produce can come to us, and they do the pickups.
Right. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, so you don't
or we distribute locally, smaller mm-hmm. levels, but the pallets, the truckload quantities, that of course is picked up by agencies that have those that supply chain built into their system.
Mm-hmm. So if you have a glean that takes place over at Peaceful Valley Orchards, are you organizing that the food pantries are coming to meet you there right after you're picking it off the ground and packaging it, or is it there another spot where you have to store all this?
Well, the folks that deliver to the food pantry, so the food pantries can handle the amount that we harvest. When we have big events at the farm, we'll have a tractor trailer. We have large trucks that come from the food banks. Once it's harvested, it's mm-hmm. it's in a staging area.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to time it that once they come out, we then load up the truck and then they go out right away.
Right.
Or if we have to leave it in our cooler, we can do that as well. We've got a cooler that technically can hold up to 60 pallets. But we try to stage it so that when we're harvesting, sometimes a truck comes right when we're done. And what's really great about it, it's almost like that show Extreme Makeover,
right.
Home Edition.
Yep.
I like to call it Produce Edition because the truck comes and it's loaded and everyone's high-fiving and
right.
it rolls out and it's just a great experience all around. So,
does the people who are volunteering, is there a connection? Do they actually see the results of this?
The folks that deliver at the local level do.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to customize it whatever you want the experience to be. Because Grow-A-Row isn't just about getting produce to those people who need it.
Right.
Feeding those people. It's also feeding those folks who need to give back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a connection with a soup kitchen, a food pantry, and you harvest with us, even mm-hmm. if you harvested a truckload, but you said, Chip, listen, I'd like to bring a couple cases down to this soup kitchen that I know or I've heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Once you make that connection and you actually go to those agencies and you see the looks on the people's faces that need this produce, man, I'll tell you, it's hard not to turn back.
Yeah.
So, it's whatever anyone wants it to be, but we encourage to actually see those folks because, well, quite frankly, they're the ones that you're serving.
Amazing. And what I'm even more fascinated about is that we've seen so much food collected, and the caveat is always cans because it has shelf life. What I'm amazed about listening to this whole thing is that you're trying to do this in a rapid fashion because you only have so much of a shelf life available to you to capture the food while it's ripe, before it spoils, and get it to the place where people can use it. It's like a race against time constantly, but it's very effective, and I'm sure very appreciated because there's nothing better than fresh produce. We need to take another quick break. We'll be back with Chip Palex and America's Grow-A-Row right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. We're back. It's 9:48. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com. Got Chip Palex here from America's Grow-A-Row. And Chip, we've talked so much. I keep shaking my head in wonderment of how this organization has grown, and how much more it will grow. And I have no doubt how effective it will be. What's been your satisfying achievement thus far? What do you really go to put your head on the pillow and say, "I'm so glad that that happened"?
You know, that's a tough question, but I guess really not really. I would say the greatest satisfaction is knowing that people are benefiting from the good from our folks in our community. Mm-hmm. Knowing that we've been able to link those people that are in need with those people who want to help those people in need. And that's, you know, for adults, it's children. I look at my daughter, who has been intimate with the program since it started, and how it's become part of her DNA, so to speak. And really just having everyone work together. And that includes working with other nonprofits, too. It's great to see people partner and really help try to help their neighbors in need.
Yep. So. You have a vision. What is your vision for Agars in the future? What do you got planned?
I honestly believe that this is the next Habitat for Humanity-like model. Mm-hmm. We started as just a small garden. Now we've secured 138-acre farm through donations.
It's just amazing, really. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
When you know you're onto something, because A, there's a need, and B, it feels good, the right thing to do to satisfy that need for those folks who are suffering, it's been a great opportunity to connect so many different walks of life. And we believe that if we can do it here in New Jersey, mm-hmm. there's no reason why we can't do it elsewhere. And that's why we call ourselves America's Grow-A-Row, because the intent is that we're going to roll this model out into different states within the next, say, 2 to 5 years or so.
Wow. Does every state really have that capability? I mean, I certainly has the need, right? But, let's take like a Rhode Island. Do they have farms in Rhode Island that would be able to support this type of a program?
Well, it just so happens that my wife is from Rhode Island, so I can, lucky guess.
Oh, thank you.
I can speak to that they do have farms up there. And I would argue that if New Jersey, who, although the Garden State, mm-hmm. has experienced a lot of loss in terms of farming,
right.
If it can work in New Jersey, then I believe it really can work anywhere. And you know what? It's like anything. If you have a dream, you have a vision or of where something can go, mm-hmm. and you have the people to help you get there, it's all going to work out. So I would argue that we could have multiple grow-a-rows in New Jersey alone.
Wow.
Clearly, every state, there's no reason why we couldn't expand elsewhere.
Now, you talked off air about some upcoming programs, and you really wanted to get them out there. So let's talk about what you got planned in very short term. So let's go through those.
Sure. What we're expanding on is what we call our free farm markets, and that's where we go into food deserts. Food deserts are areas where there's zero access to any healthy food choices. You mentioned before about canned goods and the whole health piece as it relates to canned foods and dry processed foods. Well, a lot of the food pantries provide those types of nutrients to folks, and that's great that you're getting something, but you really need to also complement it with healthy produce. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to do. In these areas, such as Camden, for example, there are no supermarkets. Even if you wanted to buy produce, you can't. So what we do is we go down like a regular farm market. We load up. We've got 5 to 7 different varieties laid out. Customers, our clients, if you will, they mm-hmm. line up. We have recyclable bags. They take what they need. It gives them some sort of healthy food. At the same time, we're creating relationships in those communities with their youth, busing them up to the farm,
mm-hmm.
allowing them, these youth, 4th, 5th grade, whatever grades, to harvest and then bring all they harvested back home to their families, and whatever's left over they can give to their community. So it's really it's way of creating a relationship in an area way outside of Hunterdon County,
mm-hmm.
but then continuing to follow up each week and really keep that experience alive and hopefully give them some hope that that they can break out of the situation they're in but at the same time feed them with what's necessary to survive.
And you're bringing virtually inner city children to Hunterdon County to experience our atmosphere, our setting, and our environment.
With our youth.
With our youth.
Our youth are there working hand in hand, literally hand in hand with these
so
kids.
So role modeling, almost.
It's you bring two different worlds
Amazing.
Together, great things happen.
Very cool. there's so much more to go on. We only have a few more minutes, so let's get the information out to folks that might be interested in volunteering.